foundation.
Ye saints of the Lord, He is made for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled.
Welcome to the Covenant in the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the President of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ at different levels of growth, welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 108. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to help you understand the Word of God better. It is basically what we call in Bible colleges across these United States or in secular universities even, and certainly in seminaries, a survey of the Old Testament and the New Testament to give you a broad background understanding of what the Bible is all about. As I said, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the story of the covenant which God made with His chosen people, Israel, and the New Testament is the story of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, which signifies the fulfillment of the Old Covenant with Israel and the formation of a new covenant with redeemed people from many nations, even though God is still dealing with Israel and has great plans for Israel. As always, ladies and gentlemen, we like to start out with the reading of the Word of God, as we should, and as you should. And today's passage of Scripture is from Joshua 5:9, which reads, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you, wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day." Regarding this passage, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown wrote in their commentary, "The taunts industriously cast by that people upon Israel as nationally rejected by God by the cessation of circumcision and the renewal of that rite was a practical announcement of the restoration of the covenant. No trace either of the name or site of Gilgal is now to be found, but it was about 2 miles from Jericho, according to Josephus, and well suited for an encampment by the advantages of shade and water. It was the first place pronounced holy in the Holy Land. Today's covenant and Cross quote about the Holy Bible is from Soren Kierkegaard. He said, "The Bible is very easy to understand, but we Christians are a bunch of scheming swindlers. We pretend to be unable to understand it because we know very well that the minute we understand it, we are obliged to act accordingly." Our topic for today is titled "The Best of Times, The Worst of Times, Part 1 from the book The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin of Dallas Theological Seminary. Pardon me. Soon after occupying the land, many Israelites began adopting Canaanite practices. When they got into trouble and asked God for help, He sent judges to deliver them. The biblical writer mentions a number of them, but covers three in some depth. The last section of the book of Judges relates two episodes that show how bad things have become. The story of Ruth, however, provides a positive contrast. The book of Joshua ends with the nation finally settled in the land that had been promised to them by God. The time was about 50 years after leaving Egypt, including 40 years in the desert, 5 years for the conquest, and then 5 years or so before Joshua gave his farewell. The book of Judges covers the period between the conquest and the decision on the part of the people to have a king. That is approximately from 1400 to 1070 BC. The book of Ruth takes place at the end of that period and serves as a bright counterpoint to the dark picture painted in Judges. In some ways, it shows how the system should have worked, while Judges shows what actually happened. If the Lord tarries His coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, give your people understanding of the Old Testament and the New Testament, and show them how they go together and they fit like a glove. For your glory, praise, and honor, and for their growth and our growth, and for the salvation of the lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.
His excellent word.